Welcome to the Terrorist Therapist Show on Renegade Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Carol. Though you may not realize that the ongoing threat of terrorism is affecting your life and that of your loved ones. Each week, Dr. Carol analyzes the hottest topics in terror and helps you and your family reach your dreams despite living in a time of terror.
Move over, radical Islamists. China wants to be terrorist number one. Welcome to the Terrorist Therapist Show. I'm Dr. Carol, a psychiatrist, and you are a terrorist therapist. Well, yes, you know, I think we have been to some extent around the world, not just in America. People have been thinking, perhaps a little too naively, that China is our BFF. And they have been showing themselves to not quite live up to that. Now, I'm going to be talking today about things that are pretty amazing. That we really, you know, of course, with coronavirus, we have begun to suspect that China may not be our BFF, okay. But it goes a lot deeper than that. So let me get on with it. I'm going to be telling you, first of all, about how, according to the Director of National Intelligence, China is the national security threat number one. Then I'm going to tell you about how they have been peddling falsehoods about the COVID epidemic, that, you know, trying to deny that they had anything to do with it and deny that it's bioterrorism. However, you know, clearly it's very hard to deny all of that. Then I'm going to tell you about the scariest thing of all. They are building a DNA database. They have been building a DNA database. They are still building it, and it is the biggest in the world. Why is that a problem? You will hear. And then last but not least, I will ask the question, where does America go from here now that we are getting to be more aware of all of these things? Now what? Okay, so let's start with John Ratcliffe. He has been coming out just recently to say, and again, he's the Director of National Intelligence, and he has been coming out to say that the People's Republic of China, in other words, we're talking about communist China, the government, not the Chinese people per se. So communist China poses the greatest threat to America today. Beijing wants to dominate the US and the rest of the planet economically, militarily, and technologically. That is what he has said. Also, another example of this is how they invested in Dominion, the computer programming that has caused the election to become fraudulent. Well, the software didn't, it's the people who use the software. But you get the point that how much was that a plan of China to disrupt the election and to have it go in favor of Biden? Because as I'll be telling you at the end, he is a lot more friendly and indebted in a sense, not financially necessarily, well, that too, but China has a hold on Biden, notably by his son, Hunter Biden. But we will save that for later. According to John Ratcliffe, he is talking about China's economic espionage. And by that, he means how they rob, replicate, and replace. Robbing U.S. companies of intellectual property, replicating the technology, and then replacing U.S. firms in the global marketplace. An example also is that they have been paying off scientists to steal research and development secrets. And an example of one that was just recently arrested is the head of Harvard's chemistry. He was the head of Harvard's chemistry department. And he was being paid about $50,000 a month by China as part of their plan to attract top scientists and reward them for stealing information. What John Radcliffe, again, the director of National Intelligence, said is, quote, "There are a lot of people who, for economic reasons, don't want China to be our greatest threat. There are a lot of people who, for political reasons, don't want China to be our greatest threat. But the intelligence doesn't lie. China is our greatest threat, and it's not even close. No other country has the capability of essentially taking away the American dream and a specific plan to do so." Now, when the number one person in the United States, the Director of National Intelligence, tells us these kinds of things, we had best listen. Now let me tell you about the China peddling falsehoods about the COVID pandemic. You know, it's so lame, quite frankly. I don't know how they think that people are going to believe them. But, okay, so they're doing various things to try to pretend that it wasn't them. Didn't come from Wuhan, or if it did, they didn't create it, right? Okay, so they're doing various things to get us to believe, not just us, but the whole world, to get the whole world to believe that the coronavirus didn't come from China and wasn't bioterrorism. But so as part of their way of doing that, they have taken experts' remarks out of context and they have twisted them and used them as propaganda. In other words, put words in these experts' mouths so that people would believe them. So for example, they took some remarks from a Dr. Ryan, and they falsely claimed that he had said that the virus existed around the world, but happened to be discovered in Wuhan. Now, he did not say that, but that's what they're pretending. Another scientist, this time a German scientist, who is the director of the Institute for Biosecurity Research in Germany, his face and his name have been all over the state-run media in China. And they take it out of context and they are pretending, lying, that he said that Italy, not China, is where the coronavirus started. So there are photos of him on Chinese news sites under headlines reading, "China is innocent." So there are other ways that they are trying to push this theory that it wasn't them. Don't blame them. They're saying that packaged food from overseas might have brought the virus to China, or the virus could have started in India, or maybe it's in your backyard. Apparently, there are people, and rightly so, within the Communist Party who are very concerned, very anxious about the damage to China's international reputation because of the pandemic. I mean, that is true. I actually was quoted in the Epoch Times, I believe, or NTD, talking about how the coronavirus coming from Wuhan and most likely being bioterrorism has gotten the world to open its eyes and realize that maybe China isn't our BFF. So they are getting nervous about this. And they are particularly getting nervous, or somewhat nervous, about the fact that the World Health Organization is investigating, going deeper into an investigation into how the virus jumped from animals to humans, how the virus actually came about. But, you know, how much the World Health Organization is really going to dig up and how much we can believe what they ostensibly dig up is in question, because China has a lot of influence on the World Health Organization. through the head of the organization. And I did a previous podcast, Terrorist Therapist podcast, about China and talking about the World Health Organization and their influence. So please look that up in the archives and you can read about that. So China is trying to get Chinese scientists to lead the investigation for WHO. I mean, give me a break. You know, they have a lot to be concerned about in terms of finding out that it is a weapon of bioterrorism. Okay, now in terms of the frozen food packages, they're saying these frozen food packages from abroad brought the virus to China. They are saying they detected the virus on pork from Germany, shrimp from Ecuador, salmon from Norway, and other products. But the World Health Organization has said that the probability of becoming infected from contact with food and food packaging is low. You know, that's why people have been less obsessive about, you know, why cleaning off the outsides of packages in the US. Now, even if the virus could spread through frozen foods, or packaged foods alone can't explain why the first major outbreak took place in Wuhan. Why would this packaged food, these various kinds of packaged food that they're mentioning, how would that just have occurred initially in Wuhan? Doesn't make any sense. Then, of course, another theory that they have been advancing is that the United States military brought coronavirus to Wuhan. Yeah, right. And other than they've mentioned, Spain is another country that it could possibly come from. I mean, they are grasping at straws. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be looking at DNA, how China is collecting the world's DNA, and the reason is sinister. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the Terrorist Therapist Show. We are talking today about a super interesting threat, not only to the US, but as I've been saying, China's plans are really to take over the world. And they are doing it in various ways. I've started to mention some of them, but what I'm about to talk about is the scariest. Now, again, the title of today's podcast is Move Over Radical Islamists, China Wants to Be Terrorist Number One. So, okay. Apparently, China has been collecting people's DNAs from countries around the world and their own for years. And this information that I'm going to tell you about has just been released by a man named Gordon Chang, and he is an author and a columnist, and his book is about China. He's obviously an expert on China. So he is saying that the next disease could be far more deadly than COVID-19. The next disease from China could be far more deadly. So they've been collecting DNA from around the world in various sinister ways and to fulfill their sinister aim, which should concern us all. They have collected over 80 million health profiles. They have the largest DNA database in the world. Now, why would China, or any country, anybody, go through all this trouble to collect, and they're still going, 80 million health profiles? Well, the reason is this allows them to create bioweapons designed to target specific ethnic groups. Bum, bum, bum. Now, these could be various countries, particularly the US. This could be even some of their own people who they want to get rid of. This could be whoever, whatever strikes their fancy now that they have all these DNA profiles. And he is telling us about this because he's concerned that the next disease is going to be more transmissible and far more deadly than coronavirus. So now they collect the DNA of their own citizens for purposes, well, supposedly for purposes of law enforcement, tracking down dissidents, and forming a tightly controlled surveillance state. I mean, that is true. They are, some of the, you know, some of the things, some of the controls that China has on its people, it's like from it's from a dystopian novel or a dystopian movie, sci-fi. And of course it's evil because this is a communist country. This is a country where the ruling party wants to be in total control of their citizens. And so collecting DNA of its own citizens allows them to keep track of each person, particularly dissidents, particularly people who want to rise up against the Communist Party, for law enforcement also. And then it's an incredibly, incredibly tightly controlled surveillance state through all kinds of technology. So they found three ways to obtain DNA of foreigners, and they are using all three of them. For example, number one, they have been buying American companies that have DNA profiles. So, you know, that could be all kinds of things like ancestry, kinds of, when you send in your DNA for, to get your ancestry profile, you know, it looks like a fun thing to do when you see the commercials on television. But I bet you 99% of people do not realize that many of these companies are owned by China, and therefore they have access to your DNA. Then another way that they're obtaining DNA from foreigners is they are subsidizing DNA analysis for ancestry companies. And the third way is hacking. So for example, in 2015, they hacked Anthem Blue Cross. It's the second largest health insurance company in the US. And so, you know, now they have profiles of everybody who gets their health insurance from them. So then they have another way, not to get DNA, but they're increasing their database by what this author is calling vaccine diplomacy. So now we're talking about the coronavirus vaccine, although presumably it may well have been other vaccines previously. You know, this is a cool, very clever. You create a disease, coronavirus, then you go to other countries and you tell, and then you create a vaccine for the coronavirus. And then you go to the other countries and you say, hey, we'll let you have this vaccine if you give us your information from your population. In other words, they're saying they need to complete trials on the vaccine to test the vaccine, and they're going to use a particular country's population as part of the test. And then they say, if you don't let us do this, if you don't participate in the trials, if you don't give us information, you're not getting the Chinese vaccines. Now, and of course they go to countries that don't have a lot of money to buy vaccines if they had to do it themselves. And they, you know, they want the vaccines. And so they do this trade. They get the vaccine from China and they give China DNA and whatever other medical information they want from the country. So right now, China has five coronavirus vaccine candidates that have reached phase three in clinical trials. And the final phase of these trials has been rolled out in at least 16 countries, including Brazil, Turkey, Morocco, and the United Arab Emirates. So, you know, it's a significant trade. I'm not really sure that these countries realize just how much they're giving up. I mean, yes, we're kind of all desperate to control coronavirus, but at what cost? So why does China want this information? First of all, they want to dominate in the biotechnology industry. They have made a Made in China 2025 initiative. And this is a decade-long program to dominate certain industries, and biotechnology is one of them. Made in China 2025, very clever. You know how, remember when Made in China used to, you know, if you saw it on the bottom of a vase or something, or a piece of clothes, you would think, oh, well, this, you know, wasn't very expensive because they put people in sweatshops to make these things. So now they sort of turned it around and are, you know, proud of it. Made in China 2025, because it's sort of an inside joke, I would think, that they're, it's their plan to take over the world. Okay, the second reason why they want all of this DNA is more sinister. And that's because, as I was starting to say, that they are trying to develop diseases that don't just target anybody and everybody, but only certain ethnic or racial groups. So when they have all this data, the genetic data, they can find, you know, if they have your DNA, they can find which diseases would be particularly vulnerable to. Now, at the same time that they're going around the world gathering everybody else's DNA, they are not allowing Chinese DNA to be given to foreign researchers. Now, of course, you know, I would think that there's sort of a flaw in that, which is that there are plenty of Chinese people in the United States, for example, you know, who came here, perhaps their parents were born in China, but they're second or third generation. And I would think that if the United States wanted their DNA, I'm not saying that I don't know, I don't think that there is any such plan afoot, but there are Chinese people outside of China. So I'm not really sure that they might not be letting them have the DNA from the Chinese people in China, but I don't know that that's a foolproof plan. Anyway, when we come back, I will be telling you more about this nefarious plan of China to collect DNA. And I will also answer the question, why, you know, what now? What happens now? So stay tuned. Welcome back to the Terrorist Therapist Show, where we're talking today about Move Over, Radical Islamists. China wants to be terrorist number one. And these things that I'm in the middle of telling you about in all of the things, but especially this collection of DNA, is pretty scary, pretty terrifying. It's very interesting. You know, they're terrifying us, I guess, in more subtle ways than radical Islamists, and perhaps more technologically sophisticated ways. But although, I mean, except for Iran and their nuclear program, but you know, it, again, this has sort of been we're only now coming to recognize the depth, not only the depth of how dangerous they can be, but the fact that they have these plans, you know, which this Made in China 2025 initiative, which is a 10-year plan. So that means that they were at least, that they had initiated this initiative in 2015. So, you know, it's time we woke up to it, and that is why the Director of National Intelligence is trying to get people to wake up. Okay, so I was talking about DNA and how the point is to be able to then create bioweapons, more bioweapons. I am firmly convinced that coronavirus is a bioweapon that was created purposely in China. And the more that we find out about them with all of these other aspects, the more likely it is. But also because there have been scientists, American as well as Chinese, who have reported, who were working in that lab or had some kind of contact with that lab, who reported that's what they were trying to do. Now, whether it came from bats or other animals or was purely, you know, biochemically combined, I don't have the details on that, but I do remember, you know, at the very beginning, and I'm pretty sure this is in a previous podcast, that there were all these theories about, you know, seemed to come from the Wuhan market, you know, a raw meat or fish market. And, you know, yes, indeed, it might have been planted there, you know, or there really were theories about how one of the workers in the lab, in the Wuhan lab, virus lab, might well have gone to that market, and it might well have been inadvertent that it was released at this particular time. But there does not seem to be, I'm not saying that the evidence is 100% proven, but the preponderance of the evidence seems to point to it being an agent of bioterrorism. Okay, so, now, I was saying before about how China, Communist China, is not allowing other countries to take Chinese DNA from people in China. And even though, yes, there is a flaw to that because there are Chinese people living in other parts of the world, but still, saying that they aren't going to do that would lead other countries to believe that the fact that they don't want to cooperate is not, you know, would make people believe that they are trying to gather something nefarious for themselves that they don't want other countries to have. Now, there have been people who, before coronavirus, there have been some people who have said that biological weapons don't work. Although there certainly have been examples of some in the Middle East, for example, that did work, but never to the extent of coronavirus. And that, of course, has crippled the United States and many other countries, and that is what Communist China is looking for. So, so this Gordon Chang, the columnist and author, who's an expert on China, is also trying to tell us to wake up and to prevent China from getting any more American DNA. I mean, can you imagine, you know, if they particularly, if with all the American DNA that they already have, if they developed a biological weapon, some disease worse than coronavirus, and particularly sent it to America, targeted America and Americans. The other thing that is really kind of an interesting way of looking at this is that in 1984, the Communist China signed the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention Treaty. Which prohibits them or anybody else who signed this treaty from developing, producing, or stockpiling bio or toxin weapons. Now, it doesn't seem like, you know, the United States may not be holding to that either. And presumably we signed this treaty. I don't know about that. But in any case, China signed the treaty and they are obviously going against what they agreed to in the treaty. So what's interesting, though, is that unlike nuclear weapons, this treaty didn't allow for inspections. So, I mean, not that the inspections of nuclear weapons have been really getting to the bottom of it either, like we have seen in Iran, for example. But, I mean, that they were hiding the extent, the progress that they were making in their nuclear weapons. I'm talking about Iran, because they were just trying to say that they were using nuclear power just for peaceful uses, which of course is a lie. But in any case, in this Biological Toxin Weapons Convention Treaty, there was apparently no provision made for inspections. You know, of course, it's a little harder presumably to inspect bioweapons than it is nuclear reactors and so on, but still. Now, the Chinese media first reported their intention to construct a national DNA database in 2017. But a think tank in Australia just released a report that shows that this operation to collect DNA has been going on for several years, it didn't just start in 2017. And in China, they've been collecting DNA from men as well as school-aged boys across the country. And they're telling, you know, their reasoning for this, what they're saying about it is that this is will be a database that is helping them track down criminals. But basically, it's part of their social control operations. And I was saying something similar to that before. So, even assuming that this was a weapon of bioterrorism, the coronavirus was, and it was developed in this virus lab in Wuhan. If it obviously didn't go according to plan 100%. I mean, yes, it was very toxic, very strong, killed a lot of people, but it also killed some people in China itself, and it not destroyed, but ruined to some degree various industries in China. So in other words, they suffered from the coronavirus as well. So if the plan was to make this a biological weapon and just send it to the US or other countries, then somehow it got into China as well. And that might have been, you know, what I was talking about before, how that was one of the theories that it was sort of inadvertently brought to the market, and therefore Chinese people got infected by it as well. Now, what does this mean for us? What is America going to do? Are we going to be following these? Are we going to be heeding these warnings of these two people who I have just been talking about, telling us, you know, to be careful and to not give any more DNA and so on? Are we going to be following these recommendations, or are we going to ignore them? Are we going to just pretend that China really is our BFF after all? Now, the problem comes if, and I say if at this time because it still hasn't been officially designated, and hopefully it won't be. What I'm saying is the United States elections are still up in the air. It's not over till the fat lady sings. And I am certainly hoping that, it is so obvious. There are so many instances of fraud, whether it's bringing in boxes of ballots all in the dead of night after they told the people in the poll area to go home, and they pretended there was a water leak in one of the states. And then they brought in all these ballots. And then another way of cheating had to do with Dominion, the computer programming. And there were other ways of, there are affidavits upon affidavits of people reporting how they were told, like, for example, in post offices, they were told to throw away certain ballots, or that in other places they were told to predate the ballot so that it could be counted instead of if it came too late to be counted. There are, you know, affidavits of poll workers talking about how they were, you know, made to cheat or told to cheat so that Biden would win. So right now, although the media and Biden, Joe Biden, like to call him president-elect, he is technically not president-elect. There are still days to go, not a whole long time, but there are days to go, and hopefully this will probably end up in the Supreme Court. However it happens, hopefully there will be enough Americans who realize that if this election is allowed to conclude, you know, allowed to be considered that it was honest, then there is no hope for future elections in the U.S. because this kind of fraud will continue to go on. So it has to be stopped now. And if it isn't, and we have Joe Biden as president, and with his son Hunter Biden, who is basically a psychopath. I know that's bad. I said that, but really, what else would you call it? He is a liar. He had his computer. I feel totally at ease saying this because his computer has been found. And there are emails upon emails upon emails with foreign countries, particularly China and the Ukraine, where Hunter Biden has been making deal, had been when Joe Biden was vice president under Obama, his son Hunter was making all kinds of deals with foreign countries. And as I said, particularly China and the Ukraine. And to get himself on their payrolls and to just, you know, profit from introducing these people to his father. Now, why did these people want to be introduced to his father while the father was vice president? You know, not just to get his autograph, or not even to get his autograph, perhaps, unless it was on signing a contract of some sort, but it was primarily to influence Joe Biden as vice president and Obama as president. And so if Joe Biden does become president of the United States, we are going to have a very compromised situation because these, particularly, let's keep it with China for today, there can be blackmail attempts. You know, the Chinese know things about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden that Hunter and Joe would not want to get out to the rest of the world, or to Americans for that matter. This undermines U.S. national security. It at the very least, it influences improperly American foreign policy. You know, is Biden going to feel like he has to be particularly nice and favor China? Because of the things that they are holding over him, what they know about him and his son. So, and these emails that were found, neither Joe Biden nor Hunter Biden have disputed that these emails are authentic. So we have a serious problem here. And the first thing would be to try to make sure that these elections get investigated, not just so that Trump becomes president again, but so that Biden doesn't become president, but if for the longer term, to make sure that elections, I'd like to say, keep Americans or make American elections honest again. Thank you for listening to the Terrorist Therapist Show. I'm Dr. Carol, your terrorist therapist.
If you would like to find out more about terrorism from me, your terrorist therapist, visit my website, terroristtherapist.com. And if you're a parent or teacher and want to build stronger nests for your kids to become more resilient, check out my new award-winning book, Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror. It's the first and only book about terrorism for kids. You can find it wherever books are sold or directly from the publisher at terrorismforkids.com. Terrorism4kids.com. I'm Dr. Carol, your terrorist therapist.
Thank you for listening to the Terrorist Therapist Show on Renegade Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Carol. We hope listening to the show has made you feel calmer, more resilient, and more able to reach your dreams despite living in a time of terror. You can also check out past shows on Renegade Talk Archives for more insights.